This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 23. Do not be afraid. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 1. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Matthew makes clear that David is centrally important in the family line of Jesus. But with Joseph, there is a disconnect. He's a son of David, but Joseph is not the father of Jesus. If the birth of Jesus puzzles you, think how puzzling it was to Joseph. Joseph was engaged to Mary, and they had dreams of raising a family together. Before the wedding, however, she came to him with the news that she was pregnant by the Spirit of God. Oh, sure. Picture Joseph as he wrestled with his dilemma. He wanted to live God's way. The law of God said he had the right to have her stoned to death. But Joseph was also gracious and didn't want to disgrace Mary. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him to explain what God was doing. The angel began by saying, "Do not be afraid," and then assured Joseph that the child conceived in Mary was from the Holy Spirit and would be the long-promised Savior. This child was to be named Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Is there something in the past, present, or future causing you to fear? Christmas reminds us of Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus, God is with us, and his promise at the end of Matthew still stands today. "I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Pray with me. Dear Jesus, we long to be free of fear. Make us secure in the knowledge that you are with us, no matter what happens. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.